Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 644. Visible translated text is as follows. Filled these figures in. I am no typewriter. I cannot operate a machine. I have two or three dozen of these every now and then typewritten together and keep them in blank in my desk. I didn't typewrite those on that day or any other day. I just filled these figures in those blanks. This is the sheet. Defendants X-11, called the comparison sheet between 1912 and 1913, which is nothing more nor less than taking the vital figures, the vital statistics of 1 week of 1913, and comparing them with the same week of 1912, to see how we have improved or gone backward every week going back into the course. The putting of these down involves going back over the proper week in this folder and getting that out. However, I noticed the week in 1912 corresponding with the week of April 24th in 1913 was a week of 45 hours instead of 50 hours. In addition to that, I make out two condensed financial reports, that is, give the main figures. I didn't typewrite this sheet either. As I say, I cannot operate a machine. I just filled in the figures, which have to be picked out from this large financial report. Fill them in for the week ending that does not show the date it was made, but it shows for the week ending April 24th, the production in dollars. The total expenditure in dollars, the result, which in this week, as I wrote in deficits in dollars, show the shipments, which in this week were very good, and the orders received, which were gotten from that great big sheet. Those were enough figures for a director or stockholder of the company to receive, and are practically the only figures he is really interested in. He don't care to hear how much we make of this pencil or that pencil. The only thing he is interested in is dividends, if we are able to give them to him. One of these sheets I always make out and mail to Mr. Oscar Poppenheimer, who is...